Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use absolutely starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November 16th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple, ladies and gentlemen. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. After all, it is the rule of law. We also believe the checks and balances are inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders to give us a way out of this mess. We have a lot of trouble, folks, and most folks are wanting to jettison the supreme law of the land. We believe that's the wrong thing to do. We don't need a revolution. What we need is a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Remember, and don't forget this fact, America has provided more liberty for more people in the history of the world, bar none, than any other country. Consequently, we had to look what made America great. What made that happen? How do we return to that? That's what we advocate for, ladies and gentlemen. They want to call us terrorists. Well, we'll talk about some real terrorists today and who's involved and all that kind of stuff. But a quick recap of Friday's broadcast is in order, and it's still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. We're in our incredible series with former Sheriff Richard Mack. He's a history teacher now down at a charter school in Arizona. CSPOA.org is his website. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. And we're having this series with student scholars on the radio. It is tremendous to be part of. Sam and Kurt had the opportunity to travel to Arizona and listen to about seven classes of Richard Mack's present a written and an oral report on the political topic of their choice. Then Sam and Sheriff Mack were able to pick the scholars who did the best, who made some valuable points, to put them on the radio. We've done that last two Fridays, and it's been tremendous. We've had about 16 students on the radio, and we've got about probably 16 more or so. So we're about halfway done with this incredible student scholars on the radio series we're doing. It is tremendous to behold. But let me give you an example. Meg comes on the radio. She says, are the founders' words written in hieroglyphics? Americans don't seem to understand the foundation for our country. She then quotes Sam Adams. Education is our security for liberty. Wow. Alexis chimes in. Can't give up liberty for safety. Uses the example of a baby in a crib. Why are we locking everybody up? That isn't the answer. Since 9/11, government has violated our liberty in the name of safety. National security is not to be taken lightly, but the way government is going about it is not the correct way. America needs to wake up and realize what's being done to us and stop it, she finishes. By the way, then Alexis' dad emails me and says, thanks for being so kind to my daughter on the radio. I wrote back and said, thanks for the opportunity. America seems depressing, but you know what? When you learn from the youth, you gain hope once again. Dylan chimes in. Our prison population is way out of control. This points to the fact that we, the people, aren't free. Punishment should be for things that endanger others, not necessarily to generate revenue. Gloria chimes in. Does the Constitution still matter, she queries? Of course it does. It must be written in our hearts. Wow. Our too. Diara. The government steals from the people. The general welfare clause was not meant for handouts. We need to work for the fruits of our labor. An Amish community, and she gives an example, had a fire and didn't even want help from the federal government. Wow. Cheyenne chimes in. She's against capital punishment. She believes people can be forgiven. The USA should not have the death penalty. Now, the goal isn't whether you agree or disagree with these students on everything. The goal is to understand they're thinking through incredible issues. Luna chimes in. The way the Native Americans were treated and killed is atrocious. Currently, their situation is not much better, she continues. It's important to be educated on different cultures. Morgan chimes in. Are we slaves today? She says, yes. Great presenter. Actually, she didn't come on. She was supposed to come on, and so I've got the notes from her oral and her written presentation, but her radio opportunity is still yet to come. But she does point out how we're losing several freedoms, our gun rights, and more. Holly chimes in. Only way the United States can be held together is for a moral people. Wow. Great timely examples that she uses from the House of Representatives. It's easy to blame others. What should we do? She says education is the key. Man, I couldn't agree with these scholar students more. I don't agree with every single thing they said. But you know what? This is America. I don't have to agree with everything. I'm just telling you, they're well thought out pros. They're digging in and learning from the good sheriff. What a tremendous opportunity. We'll be doing this for the next couple of Fridays as well. Student scholars on the radio. If you want to go back and listen to some of the students, it is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Without further ado, that ends the recap. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Our guest, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be here.
Think of the cool stuff we're doing on the radio, man. Isn't it awesome?
It is. I really enjoyed the scholars' interviews and the reports that you report on, and especially the interviews where I can hear them live talk about the things that mean a lot to them. So I'm quite entranced by that by the last two Fridays.
Yeah, when I spoke to the scholars in person before they were able to present their topics to me, I said, listen, I don't want you to be timid. It isn't a matter if I agree with you or not. It isn't a matter if you've got everything perfect or not. What it's a matter of is that you give me your heart. You give me your passion. You give me that you've really researched the subject and it matters to you. I want that to come through in your speech. I don't care how shy you are. That better come through to me if you want a good grade. And they did. Most of them delivered quite nice. It was tremendous. All right. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. You know, I used to criticize talk show hosts that talked about movies back in my early days of radio. And the reason I did is because most of the movies were just full of smut and pornography and swearing and violence. And I mean, there wasn't any good movies, it seemed, 20 years ago. But man, things have changed big time since. The Christian box offices, if you will, the Christian organizers, the movie makers are doing a tremendous job. And so I had... Well, first off, bright minds think alike. I had three movies that I wanted to talk about today real quick. Then Lowell Nelson went and saw a movie. So we're going to talk about movies for a second. And the Christmas season is upon us. I know it's Thanksgiving first. I get all that. But I start Christmas movies early. Because I really believe we got to have Christmas all year long. I don't mean giving everybody presents necessarily. I'm talking about in our behavior. How we treat others on an individual basis. On a family and community basis. On a country basis and more. It all starts with the individual and the family. And if we point our lives towards the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, and we behave in like manner, then blessings come our way. Well, anyway, so I like Christmas movies, and I really like the messages in them. And I mean, it's like chick flicks combined with Christmas combined with... And I love to sit down with my wife and watch these movies. My wife and kids gather around. We just dig it. We have a lot of family traditions relating to this, and we start Christmas movies early because there's so many good ones you'll never get to watch all of them if you don't start early. We also have a tradition in my family that we read Christmas books, Christmas stories, and every single day of December. Well, let me just back up for a second. Every night we have
devotional?
Devotionals. Perfect, Lowell. Thank you. A little devotional, and we basically pledge allegiance to the flag. And I know some would say don't do that, but look, I'm not interested in protesting everything. I'm just interested in standing for what the flag really means. Anyway, so we pledge allegiance to the flag. We sing a religious song of some kind. We then have a family prayer, and we read scriptures together. And we do this every night all year long, every day, or every evening, I should say. However, when it comes Christmas season, we add to this every single day in September. Even after Christmas, all the way through December 31st, every night for 31 days, we read Christmas stories together as a family. And I call them tear-jerking Christmas stories, you know. But anyway, so we read those, we watch movies, and we get way into the Christmas season. It's one of my favorite seasons. That and the 4th of July and Constitution Day and Thanksgiving are my favorite holidays. Anyway, I digress quickly. I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But there's three movies that I want to point to that are some of my favorite Christmas movies. If you haven't seen them, Sam recommends three Christmas movies in particular. And I know there's a ton of other good ones. okay? But these are three of, in my humble opinion, some of the favorites. A Song for the Season. Don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's called A Song for the Season. Naomi Judd's in it. Very, very good movie about a little high school girl. She's depressed. She loses her mom. She's with her uncle. Life is horrible. Until the daughter gets involved in a greater way in music. It's called A Song for the Season. Great Christmas flick. Should I tell you the second one or should I make you wait till after the pause? All right, grab a pen and paper. I'll tell you the other two in seconds. And then Lowell went and saw a movie. We'll talk about that. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Mr. Kirk Crosby is traveling and visiting family, so he's not with us today. He'll be back on Wednesday, though. Anyway, Lowell Nelson riding shotgun on the broadcast right now. We're talking about movies and some of my favorite Christmas movies. There's three of them that I want to mention now. The first one is A Song for the Season. And one of the things I really like in movies is symbolism. I really pride myself on focusing on the symbolism in movies and the relationships and how things point to Christ in many ways and stuff like that. And the acts of others as we try to pattern our lives after the Savior. I mean, it is Christmas season, okay? And I believe we should have Christmas every day of the year when it comes to talking about, thinking about, patterning our lives after the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Sam recommends three of his favorite movies. The first one is A Song for the Season. The second one is called Christmas Angel. Have you ever seen Christmas Angel? It's about a lonely girl that bounced around from foster home to foster home, and she's all on her own. And a grandfatherly gentleman named Nick takes her under his wing. It turns out he was really good at making money. He threw everything away in life that mattered. He eventually repented, changed his ways, and he teaches her what really matters. And one of the great phrases in the movie is, "I don't invest in things. I prefer the value of people." Just a tremendous movie, I'm telling you right now. Christmas Angel. The third one is called The Christmas Card. You ever seen it? All right. It's about a soldier. It's about a girl nicknamed Dottie. And she is mailing the soldiers letters of encouragement. Soldier thinks so much of this girl and her family that after he gets discharged and comes home, he first off has to go and deliver a message that one of his buddies died to a fiance. And then he goes and he actually comes to this girl's home. She said, if you ever get in the area, come. And he really, literally does. And the movie's all about their experiences. Tremendous movies. I'm going to say them again because you'll email me all over the place if I don't and ask for them. Sam recommends three of his favorite Christmas movies: A Song for the Season, Christmas Angel, and The Christmas Card. All right, have you seen any of those three, Lowell?
No, well, the third one sounds really quite familiar, so I may have seen that one, Sam, but boy, right. I appreciate your recommendations. I will look forward, and we will try to see those this year.
All right. Anyway, you did go to a movie with your wife the other night, though. I'm proud of you, Lowell.
Well, yeah, based on your recommendations, Sam, from previous radio shows, my wife and I went to see War Room last Friday night. That's War Room. It's not about military. Well, I guess it kind of is in a symbolistic kind of way, about fighting your battle.
Excellent point.
In a prayer room. So, yeah, we thought it was well worth our time, our money. I mean, it was just wonderful.
It also talks about symbolism, fighting your battles on your knees and turning to God for protection rather than arming yourself to the teeth, right?
Well, therein lies the answer to the numerous problems we face, Sam, as families, as communities, and even as countries in this world. Though the principles laid down in that movie, illustrated in that movie, such as love and forgiveness and honesty, those are timeless principles, and those principles will heal our families, our communities, and our country. And I liked how the movie illustrated one of the greatest tools we have in being in touch with the divine, and that is the power of prayer. You mentioned prayer. I mean, and the war room really is a room dedicated to prayer, where a person, you know, fights his battles out in prayer. Just a wonderful, wonderful movie.
And it's a way to escape the world of fear and sit back and be still for a little while to replace fear with faith.
You know, I always did better at school when I was going to university, Brigham Young University, to do my undergraduate degree. I always did better when I took time out of every day to relax, to ponder, and to think. You know, people just don't cogitate nowadays much anymore. We've got mobile devices, we've got telephones, we've got TVs, we've got all kinds of distractions and things demanding our time, and yet if we would simply take the time to relax and to deeply consider the things of eternity and the difficult questions in life, the character-building anomalies that we face, then we would be much, much more successful in our professional life, in our student life, in our family life, just all ways.
And we can contemplate the attributes typified in the movie that really is patterned after the Savior. As I mentioned, we're talking about love, honesty, forgiveness, three of them that you mentioned, Lowell.
Well, and it was also interesting that in our church meetings yesterday, three of the people who spoke talked about forgiveness. And one was particularly tender as this woman described how in her younger life her father would get drunk and become very abusive, angry, and abusive, and she had to live with that, of course, until she turned 18 and could leave home. Her biggest desire growing up was just to leave home. Can you imagine that, Sam? And this hung around her even after she got married. You know, she hated her dad, but she came to a point in her life where she forgave her father, and it really opened up the world to her. She began to feel alive again after she did that. So this movie talks about the power of forgiveness, and then to hear three speakers yesterday whose lives were touched simply by forgiving another person, it was just a very powerful, moving weekend for me.
Amen to that, and it just shows what a difference it makes in lives. It changes people. Prayer is a mighty tool, as you put it, Lowell, that enables mankind to approach the Creator, to thank Him for His tender mercies, and then to opportune Him. You say for grace, but I added for protection and grace.
Absolutely, Sam. To importune our Creator for His blessing, which include grace, protection, life, opportunity. I mean, the list is endless. But these things come from our Creator: life, liberty, property, the opportunity to exercise our agency, wonderful blessings. And we owe our lives, our souls, to our Creator.
A very wise man once said that prayer is your passport to spirituality. We communicate with God through our prayers and let Him know we're open to listen. And then if you sit back and listen and you're patient, God can literally guide you in your life, ladies and gentlemen. It's a principle that seems to be missing in modern times today. But prayer is indeed a mighty tool. And what I really want to mention on this is, you know, we really want to, in America, we think we've got to just go to war. And we'll get to that coming up, by the way. But everything is just about war and about conquering and about kill everybody in their own lands and let God sort them out so we don't have to deal with them in our own country, kind of an idea. And man, it couldn't be further from the truth. I think the biggest battles we can fight and the greatest way to opportune God for protection is for us to live the way God wants us to live, in other words, keep His commandments, and then humbly on our knees beg for His protection and His guidance on how to be safe. And I really think that's an element missing in America today that we as a people need to do. We don't need government. We don't need a law. We can just do this on our own. All it takes is a decisive, I'm going to get involved here, and then action, right?
I totally agree, Sam. Now, you mentioned three movies. And you also, Richard, you also mentioned that your family likes to read books. I just want to recommend a series of books that with which we've become acquainted in the past 5 years, and that's Richard Paul Evans' books. He has a book called The Christmas Box. It was probably the very first one of his books that we read.
Believe it, back in the day, I used to interview him every year regarding The Christmas Box. I used to hand out books for him on my radio station as giveaways, and then Paul Cardall, the piano player that put a lot of the music together for the Christmas Box events and things. Anyway, we used to interview Paul Cardall and Richard Paul Evans together on that. It was tremendous. Those are some phenomenal books.
Awesome, Sam.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back. We got a whole lot more for you. It gets a little rowdy, but there's a purpose. This is Liberty Roundtable Live with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's several things we can do in America, and a lot of people believe, man, there's nothing I can do about all these problems we face. I believe there's plenty that we can do. It starts with prayer. It starts with understanding what we face. It starts with realizing that we're in battles. But some people want to believe it's just, hey, you got to pick up your gun and fight because we're in tyranny. I reject that notion. I submit to you that most of the battles we face are battles of principalities, battles of dominion, battles of, even Alex Jones talks about, you know what? There's a war on for your mind. InfoWars. We are in an information war. We are in a war where prayer is a mighty tool that enables mankind to opportune God, to thank him for his tender mercies and to ask for protection and guidance. That's one of the greatest keys in America, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we mentioned this because we recommend a couple of things. One, the Christmas Box books, Lowell mentioned. The War Room is good. Great movie. Lowell finally saw it as well. Three of my favorite Christmas movies, full of symbolism and guidance. Song for the Season is one of them. Christmas Angel and The Christmas Card. All right, now, speaking of all this, how do we apply this? How do we take this from the it's a good idea, Sam, but it doesn't apply to reality. I think it does apply to reality. How do we then make connections, if you will, and bring this to our remembrance, bring this to our consciousness in terms of applying it to the political world or the complicated world in which we find ourselves? How do we provide this in the context of liberty in America and what we ought to do, etc.? Well, first off, remember that family is a fundamental unit of society. So whatever is good for individuals and families is good for society, good for countries, good for nations. But there's even greater guidance that we can think about, and the Constitution provides a lot of that. I was talking to my son yesterday about the preamble to the Bill of Rights. How many people even know there's a preamble to the Bill of Rights? But it basically says this, you know what, government's totally out of control already. We knew that when we put the Constitution together, but we're so worried about it. We're going to give you 10 amendments where the government keeping your hands off us, kind of the idea of it. But they even codify their concern further in the preamble to the Bill of Rights. Just a little educational tidbit for you. However, we can learn from speakers, from educators. And getting educated is one of the grand keys to success as well. A lot of people think, well, Sam, that's just learning. That's not action. You can turn your education, your learning, your understanding into action, but it's not smart just to go out all half-cocked, not understanding where the real solutions lie. That's what this broadcast is primarily about. But the John Burt Society has speakers all over the country. One of them came to Utah. His name is Jim Fitzgerald, and he spoke, and Lowell attended, and Lowell's got an update. Lowell?
Yes, in Salt Lake City, last Thursday evening, he discussed the JBS program, which I really like, Support Your Local Police. And they even have a bumper sticker that you can put on your car, Support Your Local Police, and keep them independent. Because the fear is, and it's a well-founded fear, actually, it's an apprehension that we may be doing here in the United States what other countries, which turned into totalitarian dictatorships, did, such as Russia, who basically a national police force, where in Russia it was the Cheka, I understand, in Germany it became the Gestapo, and those agencies in those countries were empowered to detain individuals indefinitely without due process and without trial, and given those powers, those agencies were able to take off of the streets and out of circulation independent thinkers, political enemies, anybody who then would oppose the state. They were able to either kill them or take them to concentration camps or to, you know, detain them in prison indefinitely. So that happened in Russia, happened in Germany, happened in China, happened in Cambodia. The list goes on and on. And that very same language, Sam, was part of the 2011 National Defense Authorization Act, which many of our congressmen voted for and supported, basically giving the agency, the executive power in the United States, the authority to, well, it's an unconstitutional authority, but because Congress doesn't have power to amend the Constitution unilaterally like that, but the law says that they passed says that citizens may be detained indefinitely without due process, without the benefit of trial, without the benefit of counsel, and of course the chief executive here in this country said, well, we would never use that power. This is only intended for, you know, people outside of the United States, people who are fighting us, etc. But you know, it just happens by degrees, Sam. And so the John Birch Society is one of the strongest organizations fighting this fight to keep our police force local, keep them independent, don't let them become dependent on federal money, on federal military equipment and so forth, but keep them local and keep them close to us, right? You keep your friends close to you and your enemies even closer. And potential enemies, of course, you want to keep very close to us. And so it was a very interesting evening. I learned a lot.
Part of the reason that Jim Fitzgerald is such a great speaker on this topic is back in the day he was a police officer, when the police officer was literally a peace officer, when they were actually gentle, when they were really your friend. I mean, you could tell your kids if you got a problem and you see a policeman around, he can help you. Now it's hard to recommend that, Lowell.
Well, in light of the shooting of the rancher in Idaho, for example, and in light of the shooting in Saratoga Springs here in Utah, when police were shot and killed a young man who was running away from them, and this rancher that they killed allegedly, you know, had his back to them and was about to put down one of his bulls that had been hit by a car on the highway. And you know, and now he's dead because of two young law enforcement officers who I don't know the story, but it seemed to me in some ways that Jim wasn't in touch with today's out of control police. But I'm thinking, Sam, that probably most of them are really, really good people, and that there's maybe a few bad apples in the bunch. I don't know, but this is...
Well, and there's even more bad apples, not because they mean to be bad apples, but because that's the way they're trained. They, you know, it's natural for someone to take power into themselves once they get a little bit of power, look out, kind of an idea. So there's many forces all, you know, combining to make this a problem. It starts with training them differently. It starts with helping them understand who they are and what they are. They're servants of the people. But it starts with building relationships of trust and being their friends.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, Sam. If I'm friends with my neighbor, they're going to be nice to me, right?
And if anything comes down about Lowell being a big old problem, they're going to be like, wait a minute. That's not my experience.
Yeah, you think of all the no-knock warrants that are executed on the wrong address, right? Well, if I'm friends with my local police officers, if they know me and I know them, then they get an order that they're to come raid my house.
They're going to go, wait a minute, hold on, stop. I just ate a hamburger with Lowell the other day. Listen, let me just call him, okay? And that's what it ought to be, right?
Yeah, citizens need to be involved. I think if you live in a community or if you live in a county, you ought to know your sheriff and your sheriff's deputies. If you live in a community, you ought to know your police force, your police chief, and all of the officers there. And so, yeah, I'm saying let's go out on a limb here, Sam. Let's invite them to dinner. Let's get to know them. Let's make sure our neighbors know them.
Well, I'll give you a quick example, and I tell this story all the time, so I'll make it really short. Most people have already heard it. But my daughter was speeding. She got a ticket. She was all mad. We saw the cop on the side of the road later that day, and he had a flat tire. I conned my daughter into going over there, even though she got a ticket, and I said, let's help him change his tire. We helped him. He was so shocked that we helped him. He came. He said, I like to reward good behavior. He ripped up her ticket and threw it away, and then we went along, and we were all happy. And I doubt you that cop's going to believe that I'm a problem. I don't think so.
And that reminds me of that scene in the movie War Room where the fellow who got fired, he helped the gentleman who was most anxious to fire him from the company, and it just befuddled the old gentleman because he was now being helped. This man he fired changed his tire. And so, yeah, we can do it.
And the point is, it's up to the American people to set the standard of kindness, of relationships, of trust. But JBS Speaker Jim Fitzgerald did a great job. And since Jim was a police officer, he has a pretty good handle on what's going on and what's at stake. But here's the point. The threat of a national police force is a serious one, and one we must vigorously oppose and condemn. We gotta really, really understand we can't let this happen, Lowell.
No, because every totalitarian dictator throughout the history of this world, I guess, and I'm thinking mainly of the 17, 1800s and 1900s, but those type of dictators, they employ the national police to do their bidding, and so ladies and gentlemen, we cannot let that happen here.
As the broadcast unfolds, we're going to talk about the terrorist activity in Paris, France. All right, scary stuff, folks, but it can be prevented. How should we behave is the real question. What ought we be doing? And what we ought not, if you will, be doing, huh? All right, Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org in seconds.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211.
or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Sam Bushman and Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org on your radio. The terrorist attacks in Paris, France happened last Friday. Our prayers are with the people in France, particularly the families of those who were killed and wounded in the terrorist attacks. What they experienced was tragic, and we agree with them, Lowell.
We grieve with them, Sam.
Absolutely.
We just have to learn from this experience, Sam, or it will be repeated elsewhere, and maybe again in France, maybe in the UK, maybe here in the U.S. And so I think it's incumbent, it's important for us to take some lessons, some takeaways from this experience. A story I found in the New American yesterday, there were seven young terrorists trained and armed with fully automatic AK-47s, rifles, explosives, and so forth, and they managed, Sam, in less than 30 minutes to kill or wound nearly 500 citizens of France last Friday.
Yeah, they say there's 132 dead to date. They're still digging through it and trying to figure it all out. It's tragic, but again, you got to kind of say, when we think terrorists, what does that even mean? Where do they come from? Who are they? Who funded them? Who trained them? Who? And it goes kind of on down the line. Turns out that Iraq even warned that this was going to happen ahead of time, right?
Right, and Paris has been on what they call high alert ever since the Charlie Hebdo and restaurant shootings in January of this year. And so you think of all of the national security, all of the money thrown at national security, all of the money thrown at surveillance of citizens, of private citizens, subverting our God-given rights to privacy, guaranteed by the Constitution, in fact, and all of that, and yet these young seven, these seven young men were still able to come in and kill over 100 people, wound well over 400 more.
That's a relationship of about 70 per shooter, Lowell.
That's a huge number, Sam. And so you have to ask yourself, why didn't anybody stop them? I mean, this is interesting, Sam. Julian Pierce, a French radio news reporter, was inside the concert hall where the shooting was going on. He watched horrified, Sam, as the attack began and the bodies began piling up. Sorry to be a little graphic with that. I'm just sort of taking it from the New American. He says he saw two terrorists with AK-47s enter the concert hall and start firing randomly into the crowd for 10 minutes. Can you believe that, Sam? 10 horrific minutes with everybody on the floor, ducking for cover, hoping that they wouldn't get shot. And the terrorists, they reloaded not once, not twice, but three or four times, And so you have to ask yourself, where were the people with their, the concealed carry permit holders? Where were the people who have a God-given right to defend themselves, their lives, their families, their property? Where were they? Well, turns out, Sam, that Paris, France has some of the strictest gun control laws in the world.
Now, they also have been mocking Americans, saying, when are we going to get with the times? When are we going to see the, quote, greater light? as they promote their strict gun control laws as well. I mean, it's so strict, Lowell, that even the police aren't even armed, I guess, right? I mean, that's just crazy.
That just totally surprised me, Sam, that even the police are not armed. I mean, as you so rightly pointed out over the past several weeks, when there's a problem, the police come, and of course, do they bring swords or do they bring guns, right? I mean, they bring guns.
They bring guns, and the instant they bring their guns, then the threat is neutralized. That's why I call guns rape-me-nots, kill-me-nots, whatever you want to call them. In the hands of good people, you know what? They're a blessing. They're a defense mechanism. We got a couple of lessons to learn from this whole reality, though. Every time this happens in, quote, gun-free zones, Paris has some of the most strict gun control laws. Even the cops don't have guns, so it's a whole country gun-free zone, really. Lol, but we have lessons to learn.
And the first lesson I think we should learn, Sam, is that gun control laws are not effective at protecting the innocent. They disarm the innocent, and they prevent the innocent from halting the murders of their fellow countrymen. Had anybody in that concert hall been armed, they would have been able to shoot at the attacker. The attacker would have fled. I mean, most incidents involving weapons, simply brandishing a weapon will cause your attacker to flee. I'm not saying that happens in all cases, but certainly someone with a gun would have caused those young jihadists to leave the place and quit killing people.
Well, simply put, more guns means less crime. And had the citizenry been armed or somebody been able to fire back quicker, this would have been stopped, and only a few people would have lost their lives rather than the 132 plus way more injured than that. I mean, this is very clear, very simple indeed. When the cops got there, though, it did stop. I don't know if they had guns or what they did. But it all comes back to this, quote, ISIS supposedly taking responsibility?
That's right, Sam. ISIS, otherwise known as the Islamic State, they claim responsibility for these attacks, and they...
But do you know who created ISIS?
Well, of course, the U.S. administration helped to create and fund ISIS, and they continue to do so because they're in some unholy alliance with other world powers that want to take out the Assad regime in Syria.
Bottom line is, now you got Russia, you got us, now you got France all in Syria. Seems like things are escalating. We're going the wrong direction, sir.
I was not surprised, but certainly disappointed to learn that France was bombing Syria in retaliation for these attacks in Paris. Well, you know, we really ought to listen to these jihadists, and we ought to understand why they're doing what they're doing. You know, they are very clear about this. They want the West, you know, we're called the West. They call us the West. They want the West to learn what it feels like to be bombed and to have their families decimated with military intervention. Because we're bombing and droning and killing and fighting, otherwise intervening in the Middle East over there, we're just stirring up the hornet's nest. And what do you expect them to do? Do you expect them to lie down and take it? Well, of course not. You expect them to defend their country. And so that's what they're trying to give the West, a taste of some of what they've been tasting for the past several decades, Sam.
Well, we need a little less bombing, a little less droning, a little less killing, a little less fighting, a little less intervention, a little less involvement, a little less arming the enemy, a little less funding the enemy, a little less getting involved in things we ought not. The Founding Fathers warned us of foreign entanglements, and we don't listen. There's only one person on the national stage, in my opinion, that even talks about backing away from this. That would be Rand Paul. Ted Cruz, a tiny bit.
And, of course, Rand's father, Ron Paul, talks about this a great deal on his website, the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. And his column posted yesterday, Sam, is about this very thing, what we ought to do about Paris. His solution is very simple, Sam, and it's right along the lines of what George Washington recommended in his farewell address, and that is, you know, have friendships with all nations, but alliances with none. And so Ron Paul's...
I'm going to say that again, alliances with none. So when we talk about, you know, our friends or our alliances or our, what do they call them? Allies, we need to be very careful. Allies, alliances, same term, right? We need to be very careful. I don't know why we have allies supposedly all over the place. Because you would say, well, Sam, those are friendlies. Today, maybe. Tomorrow, not so much. But really, not even today, maybe. I mean, is Russia an ally? Is China an ally? Is France an ally? See, we're better off just going our own way, leading by example of peace and prosperity. We need to go our own way and say, look, we're not involved. We don't want to have war. We don't want to pick friends and enemies. We don't want to be on this continual roller coaster ride of, well, they were our friend yesterday, but today it's different kind of an idea. We need to really learn that getting out of the foreign entanglements are the key, and we need to really learn that, hey, the right to keep and bear arms is critical.
That's
critical.
Right, Sam.
And if we should set the standard for the world, that's what it ought to be.
Ron Paul wisely says more bombs will not solve the problems in the Middle East. He says there's an alternative to using more military intervention to address a problem that was caused by military intervention in the first place. And here's the alternative. That is to focus on trade and friendly relations, stop shipping weapons, abandon regime change and other manipulations, respect national sovereignty, and maintain a strong defense at home, including protecting the borders from those who may seek to do us harm. He ends his column, Sam, with this statement: we should abandon the failed policies of the past before it's too late. So I'm with him on that, Sam.
Well, not only do we need to avoid foreign entanglements, but we need to also avoid the isolationist ideas they accuse us of. We're for neither. Both are extremes. Let's just rock down the middle road of appropriate behavior. Treat others as we would want to be treated. I don't know. Simple counsel from the Prince of Peace. I think we ought to follow it.
The golden rule, Sam. Treat others as you would like to be treated by them.
There you have it, Lowell. I know we had a bunch of other topics on the table. Hard to get to them all. You're so well prepared. We're grateful for that. Hold them for next time. We'll get to them and talk about them. They're vitally important. And I'm telling you right now, if we provide leadership and we all work together, we can restore the republic, sir. We can preserve the nation.
God bless you, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. There he goes. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Doing a great job. Man, we just need a million of them, don't we? Good guys doing a great job. We appreciate their hard work. All right, folks, we the people can restore America. You want to turn your phone into a radio? 712-432-5339 or libertyroundtable.com. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.